Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:29, we're all a little wacky this morning, staying up late, either watching the Red Sox defeat the Yankees or watching the American Music Awards, which were on last night. We're going to cover all of that now in the Morning Shade at Magic 106.7. We are sponsored by Nelly's Eggs. What's going on, Sue Tab?
Well, if you were me, you were watching both, back and forth and back
around.
And forth, yeah. We're going to start with the AMAs, though. Wow, talk about woman power. Between nominations, winners, performers, the women of Hollywood reigned at the awards show. Taylor Swift made history. She is now the most decorated AMA winner, beating Whitney Houston with 23 total. I know, I'm sorry, Kendra. I know Whitney is like everything to you. I'm really sorry, but she did beat her out. She opened the show with the song I Did Something Bad from her Reputation tour. Here she is accepting Artist of the Year.
I just want to say to the fans, you have been so nice to me and fun, and you're so funny and you're so cool and so loyal, and I am so, like, it's not lost on me. I understand how lucky I am to have anyone that cares about me or my music.
Yeah, she also got favorite pop rock album and tour of the year.
Well, she's only 28 years old.
I know. But you know what? I listen to her and she just does it right. If you ask me, she either surrounds herself with the right people or something, because she is very classy, she's very gracious, and she's very real. So good for her. Hey, Cardi B beat out the male competition with favorite rap and hip hop artist Camila Cabello. Did I say that right?
I have no idea.
Camila Cabello raked in a couple of awards, including Best New Artist. Jennifer Lopez delivered a performance of Limitless, which was written actually by Sia. And Gladys Knight did a really nice, heartfelt, sort of emotional tribute to the late Aretha Franklin. Cool. Honoring the Queen of Soul's lasting legacy, which I thought was very, very nice. Mariah Carey performed. They dusted her off and put her back out there.
I'm sorry.
I can't help myself.
That's like burying the lead. She performed.
Mm-hmm.
How'd she sound?
She was all right.
And the knock on Mariah Carey has been that she looks good, if that's your cup of tea, but she can't hit the high notes anymore.
She just isn't what she used to be, and she tries to be, but it's just,
Yeah, 90s Mariah is not there anymore.
I know. And you know what? I was a fan of 90s Mariah.
I was too.
But
same here.
And I cannot not mention this because Kanye West is going to meet with President Trump tomorrow. Now, of all the things President Trump has to do, meet with Kanye West, I guess, is up there. He has a meeting with President Trump and Jared Kushner at the White House tomorrow to discuss prison reform and how to prevent gang violence. Of course, he's been an outspoken supporter and very controversial supporter of Trump even before he took office. Right. And you'll remember his wife, Kim Kardashian, also got a meeting with the president.
Oh, he was on Saturday Night Live just last weekend reportedly held the cast hostage while he did a rant from the stage at the end of the show.
Yeah, well.
But if he's serious about it and talking about current issues and serious about it, good
well,
for him.
Well, at least
involved.
He's putting his money where his mouth is. He's been, he's been mouthing off about how great the president is, and now he's going to go and meet with him. So whatever. Good for him.
Good stuff. Thank you, Sue. 30 seconds away from music.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.